AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump will deliver the first State of the Union of his second term to a joint session of Congress tonight. Sagar Magani has a preview.
6 weeks after being sworn in a year ago, the president addressed lawmakers for what wasn't technically a State of the Union, for a record 100 minutes. This time,
it's going to be a long speech because we have so much to talk about.
He's trying to pitch voters on keeping GOP majorities in November's midterm elections, focused on the economy. But polling shows many Americans are not happy with his handling of the economy, with prices still high. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says the president can come to the Capitol and spin the State of the Union however he wants.
It's a disaster.
Some Democrats plan to skip the speech. Jeffries says he will be in the House chamber, which he says is our house, not the president's.
You don't let anyone ever run you off of your block.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The latest gauge of consumer confidence shows improvement, the Conference Board's index rising to 91.2. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pressuring the company Anthropic. Ed Donahue has details.
A source tells the AP Hegseth gave Anthropic CEO a Friday deadline to open its AI tech for unrestricted military use or risk losing its government contract. The company makes the chatbot Claude and remains the last of its peers to not supply its technology to a new U.S. military internal network. I'm Ed Donahue.
FedEx has joined other U.S. companies suing the government for a full refund of tariffs it's paid. This after the Supreme Court ruled them illegal. Warner Brothers Discovery is reviewing a new takeover offer from Paramount. However, its board still recommending the company's deal with Netflix. On Wall Street, stocks rebounded. The S&P and the Dow each climbed about 0.8%. The Nasdaq gained about 1%. This is AP News. A day for digging out in the Northeast. Kimberly Crucy filed this report from Providence, Rhode Island.
Yesterday, the state received a historic 37 plus inches of snow throughout the state. And like a lot of people, I spent yesterday mostly inside just watching the blizzard take over my city and most of the state. But today, there's a little bit more activity as people are trying to dig their way out of the snow. There are plows all around trying not to get stuck in the snow as they try to clear streets. There are so many people out with shovels clearing sidewalks and digging out their cars, but a lot of businesses are closed. I trekked out to several Dunkin' Donuts on foot and I was somewhat surprised to see they were still closed, but I know a lot of businesses will be back open tomorrow. A lot of people that I've been talking to today say, you know, they don't expect this to be every year, but it is kind of cool that it happened this year.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.